Easter holiday before Frank took up his appointment as a history professor at Oxford, on the grounds that Scotland had been somewhat less touched by the physical horrors of war than the rest of Britain, and was less susceptible to the frenetic post-war gaiety that infected more popular vacation spots. And without discussing it, I think we both felt that it was a symbolic place to re-establish our marriage. We had been married and spent a 2-day honeymoon in the Highlands shortly before the outbreak of war 7 years before. A peaceful refuge in which to rediscover each other, we thought, not realising that while golf and fishing are Scotland's most popular outdoor sports, gossip is the most popular indoor sport. And when it rains as much as it does in Scotland, people spend a lot of time indoors. "Where are you going?" I asked as Frank swung his feet out of bed. "I'd hate the dear old thing to be disappointed in us," he answered. Sitting up on the side of the ancient bed, he bounced gently up and down, creating a piercing, rhythmic squeak. The hoovering in the hall stopped abruptly. After a minute or two of bouncing, he gave a loud theatrical groan and collapsed backward with a twang of protesting springs. I giggled helplessly into a pillow so as not to disturb the breathless silence outside. Frank waggled his eyebrows at